I'm Sarah Whitman, and this audio is entitled Branching Out, Stocking Up, and More. Branching Out. To branch out from the initial changes, you can simply expand upon your transition. Depending on how quickly your dog adjusted to the initial transition, you may be able to add one, two, or several new ingredients on a regular basis. As time progresses, you may see some interesting things happen. First, your dog's body will begin to cleanse itself. As this happens, you may see some good and or bad changes, short and long term. On the less pretty side, you may see some soft stool. While diarrhea is worrisome, it can also be a sign of adjustment or healing. This is another reason to transition slowly, so you can monitor your dog's bodily reactions. You may also watch for vomiting, lethargy, or itching as a sign that your dog is not adjusting well or is sensitive to a particular ingredient. On the positive side, short term, you may see an increase of energy, less itchy ears, and glossier fur. Long term, the health benefits are numerous. Second, your confidence will begin to grow. You are taking care of your dog by feeding him well. You are learning which foods your dog can and cannot have. You are starting to develop a routine, and the habit is hopefully becoming easier. Each day or week, you may find yourself adding something new. One week, you might try a scrambled egg, or a sardine, or a new protein source, or a new vegetable, or a lick of coconut oil. Maybe you will begin to cook meals for both of you, roasted chicken with vegetables, for example. Incorporating your dog into your own cooking routines is an excellent way to make things easier. Stocking up. Grocery store aisles are loaded with dog-friendly foods. Buying groceries is a regular ritual, and as we navigate the aisles, sales, and freebies, we can easily pick up ingredients for our dog's meals too. All of these ingredients may be advertised as being part of commercial dog food, but as we've learned, the quality is questionable. The grocery store or online grocery resource holds much safer options. In the produce department, options include, but are not limited to, broccoli, kale, spinach, chard, sweet potatoes, yellow squash, carrots, zucchini, apples, blueberries, or watermelon. In the oil aisle, you could get a jar of unrefined coconut oil or a bottle of unrefined apple cider vinegar. In canned goods, you could find sardines in water, canned chicken, and many more options. Choose no salt added whenever possible, and look at the labels to make sure there are no other ingredients. In the rice aisle, you could find white rice, brown rice, quinoa, oatmeal, and much more. The freezer aisle holds a garden full of handy frozen vegetables and fruits of nearly every variety. These can be a big time saver with spinach, broccoli, zucchini, blueberries, and more options ready to go. In dairy, you could pick up a carton of eggs and perhaps some yogurt or cottage cheese. And then there's the meat department. Chicken, turkey, beef, lamb, organ meats, and many more options await. I hope you've enjoyed this audio, and you can always visit dogfoodcoach.com for more.